Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, this time, we heard from our friend Jeremy, who was letting us know that he and his wife are very much in love, but as parents of young girls, they're not really looking forward to Valentine's Day. They haven't for years, and he kind of feels bad about it.
Yeah.
She probably wants me to step up, to be honest with you. I feel like I should kind of step up. But man, it's just hard. It's just hard.
Well, so you're not really planning on doing much?
No. And we haven't for a few years now, so I think it's kind of almost expected. She's expecting us not to do anything.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there you have it.
They want a Valentine's reboot.
And we have determined that we are John and Tammy, love reigniters, on 103.7 KSON. So that was Jeremy. Let's meet his wife, Heidi, and see what she has to say about their lack of Valentine's spark this year.
Heidi, happy Valentine's Day early.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, we all know the story. You and Jeremy have two young daughters, and it's not that you're not in love. It's not that there's not a spark. It's just that you guys are both kind of about Valentine's Day.
That's true. Yeah, we used to actually have a tradition where we'd go to this Thai restaurant before we had kids. They had a prefix menu, and at the end, they would bring out a heart-shaped sticky mango rice, and it was totally cheesy, and we loved it. But one year, we went back, and it was gone. The restaurant closed, and ever since we had kids, we haven't really looked for anything else to do.
Well, a couple things. First of all, there's nothing ever cheesy about heart-shaped mango rice. Okay? Well, Thai food rocks. Secondly, that's a sweet slash kind of aw story right now. Any parent knows exactly what you're talking about. So, you know, we're all nodding our heads in agreement. But it seems to me that you're telling this story kind of like longing for that time.
I do miss it sometimes. I'm not someone who really expects too much. I don't want lavish gifts, but it would be nice every once in a while to prioritize time with just me and Jeremy as opposed to time with the kids.
Again, it's not a big deal for you guys. You're doing fine, but would you kind of like Jeremy to do something special for you on Friday? It sounds to me like you would.
I mean, I don't think I'd be mad if he did.
Is this all for me?
A little extra thought wouldn't be.
Are you planning on doing something for him?
No.
No?
Probably not.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Like, they both recognize that, yeah, I mean, we need a Valentine's spark.
Yeah.
And they feel bad about not having one.
Yeah.
But they don't plan on doing anything about it.
Well, they're just a little overwhelmed, maybe. But that's why we're here.
Exactly. That is why we are now turning ourselves into John and Tammy Love Reigniters. We are going to bring those two cute kids in here on Friday for our official Valentine show.
Yes.
And I have been behind the scenes. Can I tell what we're going to do?
Yeah.
So I contacted my buddy and yours, Davey Rocket, aspiring superstar musician here in San Diego. He came on the air when I had my birthday and did a special song he wrote for me.
Yes.
I gave him these pieces of audio from Heidi and from Jeremy. And I said, let's write a song for them. We'll bring him into the studio. We'll perform the song for them. And hopefully, well, afterwards, that's just between the two of them. You know what I'm talking about? Hopefully we reignite that spark that they both need. And we'll do that Friday and see how it goes. I can't wait to hear the new original song he's going to write personally for them. Then they'll have it for the rest of their lives.
That's awesome.
When they ever need a spark again, they can just go ahead and hit play and boom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.